Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. This is the first show of 2022. And my guest today is Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. We're starting the new year off and on a good note, hopefully. And we're looking forward to 2022.
Yes, yes, we so are. I think this last past year has been a challenge, as 2020 has been also, to say the least.
Yes, I know we all expected by this time that our pandemic would be over, but now as we're in the midst of the Omicron, we're hoping this is short-lived and we get back to normal life, or we just get used to living in a pandemic forever, one or the other, but we're going forward.
Exactly. And those of you that may just be kind of tuning in, I have Fred Jackson here, and he is the executive director for our Way Memorial Community Health Centers. And you have been the executive director since day one, correct?
That's correct. In 2007, we started with 23 employees and a couple small practices. We now have about 15 sites and over 350 employees and 70 physicians, dentists,
right,
nurse practitioners, mm-hmm, physicians assistants, etc.
And speaking of staff and all the community health centers, they have done an amazing job. They always do an amazing job, okay, but these last 2 years have been extremely challenging. Do you have any words on that?
Yeah, I just want to give a thanks, not just to our employees in the health center, the hospital employees, and really the nursing home employees in Wayne Woodlands and Ellen Memorial and everywhere, for the job that they've done. We've all signed on to be healthcare providers and take care of our community, but none of us ever expected what we've had in the last 2 years. And if I didn't say we weren't worn out, I wouldn't be honest with you, but we are. But we've done a great job to get us this point, this far, and we like to think we're most of the way home. I hope that's the case, but if we're not, I know we have the resiliency and the fortitude to get the job done regardless of what it is.
Right, and I can't agree with you more. Thank you to everyone out there in healthcare, also in our community that supports Way Memorial Health System. But we are always looking for new people because burnout is hard.
Right.
There's staff shortage wherever you go. So what is the community health center doing, to help with job security or finding jobs?
Right. We have a couple initiatives. One, to keep the employees we have, and two, to develop some new employees. We are going out. We've been operating under some wage enhancements and retention of paying extra amount per hour for all employees. And when that expires in January, we have a new initiative to increase base wages across the majority of our positions. And then also we'll be able to offer this increased pay and retention incentives to new employees that come on board.
Right. Besides the hiring process overall, you also do a lot of on-job training, or there's programs available to help people, that may have not, they don't have any medical background, mm-hmm, like the medical assistant program, correct?
Right, right. We have a new initiative with a group called NINA that we will be training medical assistants, then they can get their certification directly within working within our sites and through this online program. We're looking to develop scholarship opportunities for the fees for this, and then train on the job so they can earn a wage while they're doing this. And so our first class is rolling out in April, and we expect another larger class in the spring. Additionally, we work with a multitude of schools, both at the LPN level, for medical assistance, and different various professional positions of the nurse practitioners, et cetera, mm-hmm, and that all train at our various sites.
Right. And that's it. Some people may start on an entry level, but there is availability of growth within the community health centers.
Right, right. We have a career laddering opportunities that would, help with either tuition or loan repayment that we would offer employees in certain certain hard to fill positions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in particularly when we talk about our physicians and nurse practitioners, we have significant loan repayment resources there as well.
Right, which is, you know, a great opportunity for many people in our community,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even outside. If people wanted to come to our area and live, there is great opportunities. There's jobs available.
Correct. And that's what when we're trying to recruit the external people. I mean, we all like it here. We've chosen to build our homes in this community, and we try to relay that to
mm-hmm.
outside physicians and professionals that of why this is a good place to live.
Right. I mean, I've been here for 30 years. I've worked at the hospital coming this March for 29 mm-hmm. years. So mm-hmm. I do love it. I love
right.
it here. I love my job. I love the people. Mm-hmm. It is a great community. It's a great family atmosphere also.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, obviously we're going to need to talk a little bit about the COVID and the COVID response. And again, the Community Health Center has really kept up to date, keeps up to date every day with mm-hmm. the COVID response, with vaccines, with information out there.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, when we look back through the year, and, you know, the new year is always a time where we reflect on the prior year and try to learn from it and plan, you know, for the next year. Back at this time last year in January and February, the vaccines were in short supply, and you know, it was critical to allocate them to the most needy. You know, as we've come through now, we have the smorgasbord of age-related and boosters and whatever. But there's still a core element that we need to get that first dose to. And we have multiple opportunities through all of our clinics where we've gone away from the large clinics that we used to have at Rusty Palmer, where we do up to 1,200 people a day, to in the individual offices to make it more convenient for people. And additionally to pretty much all the local pharmacies have stepped up too. And as the resources became available, there's multiple locations that people that need a vaccine can get their vaccine.
Right. And I think, you know, the community, hopefully they're aware of that. And if not, hopefully you've just learned that. And also, too, is, you know, the community health centers overall and the different offices and primary care offices never stopped treating patients for health and wellness and other critical illnesses and stuff like that.
Correct. And so, you know, we saw through the pandemic a significant deferral of care for people, people getting whether it things, their annual physical exams, you know, mammographies, pap smears, they've all been really down in terms of people putting them off. And as we close 2021, we've seen people try to look to get on top of their health a little for things they had deferred, which is... One, it's helping bring the volumes back to what they should be, but also creating some access issues occasionally because this is coming at the same time as this next COVID wave. And so together they hit, and the offices are getting overwhelmed to some extent, but we're getting by as best we can to treat both the sick and the wellness, because wellness is what we need for prevention.
Exactly. And so, you know, kind of looking into 2022 and the new year and new programs and new access to care,
mm-hmm.
the Community Health Center is doing that again,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we are. And, you know, looking forward, we have a lot of new things coming out in 2022. I'll go through just a couple of them. The one thing is that and it's still COVID-related, because everything's COVID-related these days. We can't get away from it, unfortunately, is that we are in the process of applying for some of the new at-home tests that will be provided free. We expect to have significant resources there to hand out to both patients and non-patients free of charge. We're hoping to get those by the middle of January, if not sooner, to start handing those out. I think the president has promised over 500 million doses
mm-hmm.
nationwide, and we will make sure that we'll be at the table getting ours.
I will give you a lot of credit for that. I think when there's some federal programs out there, federal monies out there, mm-hmm. your team is so on top of that, you know, even with COVID care monies and, yeah. you know, looking back. So that's so important for our community to know.
Yeah. And so let me talk a little bit. It's our job. It's
right.
our job to bring the resources we can to the community. But let me talk a little bit about some new programs and programs that we like that have started in the pandemic. The first one I want to talk about is the food prescription program. And Carol, this is your program.
It
this
is.
One's your baby.
It is.
and so this program provides for those in need, not just the staples that you get out of a food bank of this, you know, the spaghettis and the canned goods, but coupons for patients and residents to bring to the grocery store, giving them fresh food and fresh meats and produce. The goal being not just to get food, but to increase the healthy amount of food we give to our disadvantaged people. It always is challenging when you're in line and you see someone buying TV dinners with food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to say, just go buy a chicken, you know.
Right, right. And then we also know the cost of food has increased significantly. Right. And, you know, some people buy TV dinners because maybe they don't have the resources of recipes and stuff like that. And that's one thing nice about the program, too. Mm-hmm. It provides healthy recipes, instructions to help people cook at home, you know, and coupons, like you said, for fresh produce, which is so needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's a great program. We're serving about 88 people right now, and I believe from what you tell me, we can go up to 150.
Yes, so, in 2022, that's our goal.
So we have a lot of room to grow there and mm-hmm. a lot of opportunities if you want to reach out if you're in need or you know somebody in need. The next big thing I want to talk about is our women's health program. We have an initiative that we're starting construction across from the hospital in what was the Northeast Eye facility to move our women's health program. I think we're getting the size that we need because we've grown significantly in women's health and outgrow our space at 110 Park Street. And so we will hopefully be in there by late spring in a more modern facility. It's about a $1.5 million project that we're looking to build as a build out the building. And additionally to improving the proximity of both the patients and our providers to the hospital, it'll help us with patient flow and ambiance, and it's just a nicer environment. We're pretty excited about that.
Yes, that sounds very exciting for our community,
yeah.
right?
And I know we're running out of time here, so I will get to another initiative. We're looking, you know, we looked a lot at the homebound with the vaccination program, and it came to light there. And one of the things that we looked with the homebound is how can we better help them? You know, we know we have telehealth initiatives that were approved through the pandemic that we didn't have before, but also with the elderly in terms of and the not well in terms of their capability and their acumen with accessing the telehealth. So we have a program now that we've started that's been very successful of sending in a nurse to the home to actually have a facilitated telehealth visit where the nurse is there doing a physical assessment on the patient, able to communicate back with a physician. So it's kind of a hybrid between an at-home visit and a straight telehealth visit. And it's been extremely well received by our providers. And really, we have a couple good saves and things that we're saving some of these people from having to call the ambulance and go to the emergency room and providing early intervention into problems that they have to keep them safe at home.
Right, which is just, again, I think as a community health center, the initiatives that you look at are so beneficial to our community and our community members. Mm-hmm. And that's what one of the goal is, to provide access to excellent care for everyone, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, unfortunately, we are out of time. I mean, we could probably talk for another 15 minutes, I'm sure.
You know, these are great. We always like to talk about the new things, and everybody loves new programs. And, you know, as you know, the pandemic has opened our eyes to so many new initiatives and new needs, and that there's a saying is, you know, never spoil a good crisis. And God knows we don't want the pandemic, but you know, it has made people get creative
right.
on things. And we've learned a lot, we've developed a lot, and we will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fred, thank you so much for being on the show again. I really appreciate all your input and everything that you and your staff do for our community.
You too, Carol. We love coming on board and appreciate all the help that comes from your program too.
Thank you very much. And again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital, wishing you a great day and a happy new year. Thank you for listening.